blessings to all of you in the MAM network. It is this close-knit, cooperative, and strongly linked unification of light to which Sananda and the entire hierarchical board look for the firm planting and planting of the seeds to bring forth the fruits to feed mankind as one I Am nation in action on earth. As we revealed last week on the other side of this MAM tape, Sananda channeled a new interpretation to the Lord's Prayer, which he gave to all during his last incarnation on earth in the embodiment of Jesus of Nazareth. We have received slight modifications of those words, and we have published them in communications before. And we also received some personal, in-depth, practical, and metaphysically sound interpretations of how to apply the decrees which are inherent in the Lord's Prayer for our own personal living and our own personal soul developments. Those of us at Mark Age headquarters, by the way, use this personal interpretation in our prayers every day. But now we come to share with you anew a more cosmic interpretation of the Lord's Prayer, which was delivered by Sananda through me at the sanctuary on September 30th, 1975 at 3:20 p.m. Here then is the original channeling recorded at that time. Now I say unto you that I give a new interpretation of my invocation delivered during the lifetime known as Jesus of Nazareth. I refer to the plan and the program of bringing God's kingdom to earth. And I ask you to revitalize and revamp the picturization in your own prayers and manifestations for the macrocosmic process or the planetary program as proposed in that invocation, which heretofore has been interpreted and has been announced for personal upliftment, unfoldment, and materialization of light form in the present embodiment. Let us, in this meditation, therefore, regard the following. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Here we speak of the divine plan, the divine picture, the one energy force that unites each and every one of us collectively as children of this one creative force, Father, Mother, God. And since it is in us at all times, regardless of the plane of action in which we manifest a form and personality, we are united as children of God with this one parent whom we all share. Thy kingdom come. It is the will of the Father or the creative force that the energies and way of life in the perfect formation of individualized selves come forth in the consciousness and in the externalized collective action of all throughout all areas of experience. Thy kingdom come specifically means that it is in the process of being pressed out into a form and being externalized upon the plane of action, where groups of spiritualized consciousnesses are in manifestation. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will, the law, the experience of those in the I Am consciousness must be expressed everywhere, on every dimension and plane of action, regardless of how much time it will take. And that is occurring upon the earth in the moment of now, the Mark Age period and program, the externalizing of the hierarchical board on earth for the planet Earth, which has long been enmeshed in darkness and lost to the spiritualized focus of the Federation of Planets in this particular solar system. So speaketh all who are involved in the spiritual government of this solar system, regardless of the plane, the planet, or the dimension in which they are manifested. Give us this day our daily bread. Here, then, is the clue that I long have wished you to experience. And that is that the bread spoken of here is whatever it takes in manifested form to feed the energy and keep the force field in corporate. So as the I Am Nation is being founded and proclaimed, all that sustains that ideal and energy must be invoked and brought forth and shared and expected and eaten thereof. So you, as the light workers, the children of God, who are expecting and experiencing the new foundation stones of the I Am Nation to come for the planet Earth, must invoke, must expect, and must eat of the substance in the dimension where you are that requires this foundation. It will not be lowered for you from another dimension or area of consciousness. It will be made manifest for you where you are in the form that is most applicable to the form and vibratory rate on which you are, or through which you are functioning in present embodiment. So if the bread is the manna by which you exist physically, then you must expect and ask for and share with one another that bread, that substance, that energy that supplies the nourishment and the growth and the health of the body form for this new community of ideas and experiences. You must share this, and you must supply it one unto the other equally, that all may live equally and sustain equally in that vibratory rate. For where one is starved for proper vibration and energy, then all are in one form or another starved or deprived of it. For you cannot separate yourself from one another. All are part of the one. And the one formation, wherever you are, is the collective race in that area of consciousness and of expression. This has to be learned and finally determined by mankind on earth. And until he has experienced this and earned it properly, he cannot really fully go into the I Am consciousness. For only those who are in the I Am consciousness will proceed into the new I Am Nation experience and bring all who will be willing and who will deserve the exchange and the nourishment with him or her to that area. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. You leave us not in temptation, for you deliver us from evil. Since this is an age and an era of cleansing and purification, there is no one at any time upon the earth who does not need to cleanse from the karma of his past soul experiences here on earth or elsewhere those inefficient and unworthy acts of spiritual children of God. Each thing must be cleansed. Each karmic balance must be brought about not only in individuals, but groups, nations, and whole societies. Therefore, if you come to the realization of this balancing of the karmic record, you must come also to realize that it can only be cleansed and purified according to the way, the manner, and the level of humility and expectation that you personally and collectively desire to be brought to bear upon your own indiscretions from the higher forces of light, from the hierarchical board, from God, the parent. So as you expect to be forgiven, that is how you must forgive all those who in some way trespassed against your rights and heritages. This will bring more into karmic balance and allow the cleansings to take place in as free a fashion, in as humble a manner, and in as clear a being as possible. For elimination of karma cannot be decreed in total and unequivocal announcement via any one individual or any group of individuals. Each must come and proclaim his right and demand his cleansing according to the manner in which he expects spirit to prepare to cleanse and to forgive him or herself. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory. This then announces unto the planet that only the power, the glory, and the righteousness of spiritual law will be permitted to exist from this point on throughout the planetary history in the fourth dimensional consciousness, the I Am beings and the light workers incarnate collectively. Amen. So be it in truth, I am Sananda speaking through my channel, Nada Yolanda of the Hierarchical Board.